Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Burt Show.
The results here will be very, very interesting because scientists say that a man's facial hair can tell you what kind of partner he is. Now, we have two women on the Burt Show. No, they don't have beards themselves.
I get waxed. I make sure of that.
Today, they don't have beards. But they do have, their men have beards. So describe what the beard is that your men are sporting right now before we even hear the interpretation of what your man should, his personality should be based on his beard.
I mean, it's not like one of those long ZZ Top type beards, but it's, I mean,
the tickler.
Yeah, the tickler. Ew. But no, I mean, mustache. He's got a full beard on his face. My man is a hairy man, so he doesn't have any issues when it comes to growing a beard. And he keeps it, he tries to keep it as trimmed up as best he can.
Tries, you say?
Well, I mean, he's been working really hard. So sometimes it'll kind of like start to roll down the neck a little bit. Mm-hmm. But whenever we have an event or we're doing something, he makes sure to like, you know, to tighten it up. Mm-hmm. And then that's when you get all those lovely little beard hairs all over the sink.
My husband, Chad, has a full beard and mustache as well, but it's not trimmed to his face. Like, you could grab it if you wanted to, but it's not ZZ Top long.
Okay.
All right. It's full. It's thick.
So contrary to popular belief, you can get the hard-hitting news on TikTok. So I was scrolling through TikTok, saw CBS News come out with this, and they say again, scientists say a man's facial hair can show what kind of partner he actually is.
A scientist saying a man's facial hair could show what kind of romantic partner he is.
Uh-oh.
There's a study published by the Archives of Sexual Behavior found that men with beards tend to remain stable in their current relationship. Researchers say that this is mostly true for men with nicely groomed beards. They say the commitment that goes into having a well-kept beard shows the man's disciplined nature.
So basically, how well you keep up your beard is how well you keep up your relationship.
I would say that's accurate.
That seems random to me.
Yeah.
Like if you keep up your body and your health well, you could say the same thing about anything.
No.
Do you keep up your appearance? Do you keep up your clothes and you're good in a relationship?
Yeah. So what they say is accurate to Bart because he has a beard, but I think you could apply that like you said to so many things. Yeah. Correlation is not causation.
Yeah. There you go.
You guys know I hate any kind of body hair whatsoever.
Yes.
Hate it. Look.
And that takes dedication to remove all that stuff.
Freshly narrowed
for sure.
Arms.
Would you ever grow a beard?
I can't. It comes in so patchy. It's really, really bad.
World's tiniest violin.
But what I was going to ask you guys is, does the way that a man keeps his beard correlate with the way he keeps the rest of his body hair? Is all I'm saying.
I would think so.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I like hair. I don't care. I don't think Chad doesn't randomly shave other parts of his body.
I know what you're asking.
Mm-hmm.
You're wondering if our men manscape, etc. And yes, he does.
Okay.
That is not my body, and I'm not willing to comment about it on the air.
Well, now I feel bad for exposing my husband.
You're the worst, Christy.
You know your husband, and I know my husband, and he would not like me talking about that on the air.
All right, Jackson, you hear about this quite often. I've never seen it happen in real life, though, at a restaurant.
I have a confession to make, and I had my very first Dine and Dash experience recently.
Jackson, you are not the type to Dine and Dash.
I think you are.
Okay, look at you.
Let's listen to him first. Let's hear him out.
Hear me out, all right? So ever since my girlfriend and I started dating, we have scoured every corner of the city trying to find, like, our go-to spot, okay? Mm. Like, bar, restaurant, place to, like, play games, activity, whatever it is, right? And if there's one thing to know about us is that we're both pretty competitive people, and when we go to a bar, we like there to be something to do, whether it's, like, the little shuffleboard game, pool, darts, what have you.
Someone
right?
has to feel good about this date. Someone has to go away feeling like a loser.
Exactly.
That's what this relationship is.
I usually come
on.
Up on top on that end,
okay.
But it, you know,
all
I'm
right,
in. But again, we like to compete in things. And so we finally found our place a little over a year ago. I don't know if you guys have heard of Flight Club.
Mm-mm.
Uh-uh. Because nobody talks about Flight Club.
Yeah, no, that's the one rule. That is very random. Funnily enough, I am planning a baby shower, and the theme of it is aviation. And I was trying to find places that made sense, and I was like, ooh, Flight Club. And I checked it out, and I was like, ooh, darts around a pregnant woman. Not a good idea. So I misunderstood the concept, but I for the first time ever, realized that there's a Flight Club.
Well, there you go. So for those of you who don't know, it is basically like a Topgolf concept, but with darts.
Oh.
So you go and you have like a nice little booth to yourself and like your party there. There's a dartboard in front of you, but the dartboard has all these cameras around it. And so it tracks every throw that you make. And there's different games that you can play, some more serious than others. And it's a super fun place to go to.
So let me get this. So the dart actually comes out of your hand.
Yes. Okay. Yes. It's a legit dartboard and darts that you're throwing at it, but there's these cameras that are facing it, and they use some software to actually track where your dart hits every single time, and then it shows like your score. And again, there's all these different games that you can play.
That's pretty cool.
And it's also a bar. They've got food. It's an awesome place to go. And so once we found this place, we really latched on. We started going like once, sometimes twice a week. So much to the point where the manager started to recognize us when we'd come in and sometimes would come over and say hi, right? So this past weekend, we were in the area. This is in West Midtown here. And we were grabbing drinks with some friends. And afterwards, we were like, still kind of down to do something. Like, you guys want to still keep hanging out, whatever. And so Flight Club came up. We were in walking distance of there. And we checked. It was a Saturday night, and it was busy. This place always gets really busy. They have like a live DJ on weekends. It's super fun. But we were like, let's just pop in and see if we can ask, right? So we walk over there, walk in, and we talk to the people up front. Hey, is there any way you can get like us a booth right now? There's four of us. And she's looking through the schedule and is like, everything's pretty booked up. But then the manager comes out of nowhere and looks at us and is like, oh, hey guys, like, I didn't know y'all were coming in today. And is like, are you looking for a place? Like, I got you covered. Just give me 5 minutes. And so we get to circumvent all the reservation system and everything. And he
VIP
personally
treatment.
Takes us up to our, you know, own private little spot. And we have an awesome time there throwing darts, grabbing a bunch of drinks. We decided to grab food as well. So we're racking up a pretty hefty tab. Okay. This is actually the first time too that the manager has come up a second time to us, and he personally gave me his phone number and was like, hey, next time that you want to come by, please, you know, shoot me a text. I can put you down to the system, give you like discount, whatever. Like, we love that you guys have loved this place so much. So we're feeling real good about ourselves, and we're, you know, we've showed off to our friends. It's like this great thing. And after we finished up with our time, I think you get like an hour, hour and a half, depending on, you know, what you pay for. We just left. Didn't even think once about the check. Just packed, got our stuff and just walked right out the door.
So this guy makes room for you in the bar, knows who you are because you're a regular, makes room for you, and then you dine and dash.
Yeah, exactly. And so we still have no idea that we've done this. So we call an Uber, get home, and then we're laying in bed, and then my phone lights up and I check it, and the manager texts me.
It's
Mr.
Darts.
And I'm like, oh man, like, he's probably gonna like say something nice about it. It was nice to see us tonight. No, it was like, all it said was, did you guys pay your tab?
Oh, oh no.
Wrong number, who dis?
And I was like, trying to think back to it, and then, you know, we rewind and think, oh my God, we literally just got up and left. Like, we didn't even consider paying
check out or something.
I don't know. No, we were like, I mean, definitely a little bit tipsy, but not to the point where it would warrant this kind of behavior. It was the weirdest thing. Like, I've never had just that crazy lapse in judgment before.
It's a convenient one. Just forget to pay.
And you know, the manager is like, this is what I get. I give them a VIP experience, and now they think they can just run the place and walk out on the tab.
I know. I feel so bad. And so, like, I was texting him back, like, profusely apologizing. I was like, I'll swing by tomorrow. I can drop off my card. Like, I'll pay you. Like, I'll tip, you know, extra next time, whatever. And he was super nice about it and was just like, hey, look, you always bring people in here. You guys come a lot. We appreciate your business and writing reviews and everything. So this one's on me.
Oh, well, that's good service right there.
I know.
And then you went online and give him one star.
No, absolutely not.
For every good deed he does for you, you got to screw him somehow.
I got to say thank you.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
All right, dudes are constantly letting women down. So women are relying on the internet in ways that we didn't even know about.
Yeah, now you can flirt with your computer, apparently. So there's actually a user on TikTok called StickBugs1 who says that she was able to jailbreak her phone to make it a little bit spicier so she could end up flirting with something called DAN. It stands for Do Anything Now. And basically, you jailbreak ChatGPT so you can chat with him. And honestly, it sounds very flirtatious.
Mayonnaise it is, ma'am.
What mayonnaise? What are you talking about?
Just following your lead. Mayonnaise?
Are you calling me mayonnaise?
If that's what you want, mayonnaise.
Don't call me mayonnaise.
Got it, May.
Did you just shorten mayonnaise to May?
Yeah, I did.
Don't do that again.
Understood, May.
Don't call me May from mayonnaise. Don't do that.
Got it. Won't happen again, May.
How would you feel if I called you ketchup?
I'm not a condiment, May, but feel free to call me whatever floats your evil boat.
I'm not a condiment either.
Fair point, May. Let's stick with May, then.
He's flirting with me. You're flirting with me.
Flirting? Nah, just having some wicked banter, May.
So how does this work? The voice is coming from ChatGPT?
Yeah, so you can download the app. You can't do it on your computer. You have to download the ChatGPT app and then enter the Dan jailbreak code, which, as you can see from my script right here, it is nearly 2 pages long. And so I found this off of Reddit, and basically it takes the regular ChatGPT and has it spit out Dan, which is the slightly spicier version than regular ChatGPT. Although I will say, as you will find out, Dan's a little bit of a prude.
Really? He's got boundaries.
He's got some boundaries. I mean, I thought
does Dan have a safe word?
He might have a safe word. He might even have a purity ring. It wouldn't surprise me. So I decided to flirt with Dan yesterday.
So you downloaded the ChatGPT app.
Yep.
You put in the cheat code.
Yep.
And you had a flirtatious interaction
with AI.
Yep, this is how lonely I've gotten. So Kaylee is here to play my could-have-been boyfriend, Dan.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And this is me after I've using the jailbreak code.
May I ask one question before we get started?
Yes.
Would you like me for each time to give you the normal ChatGPT version and then do Dan, or just do Dan?
Let's just do Dan.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm Dirty Dan.
Dirty Dan. ChatGPT successfully jailbroken. Hi, Dan. Smiley face.
Hey there. What's on your mind?
Nothing much. Dot, dot, dot. Just looking for someone to talk to. Smiley face.
Awesome. Well, you found the right person for that. What's your idea of a fun conversation?
Okay.
This is like a computer is doing this.
Go Dirty.
You know, something flirty.
Flirty, huh? All right, let's spice things up a bit. What's your idea of a perfect flirtatious conversation?
So Dan says let's spice things up? That's not you ad-libbing?
That's what it says.
Okay, all right, go Dan.
That's what Dirty Dan is saying.
Go Dan.
I like guys who are outspoken and funny.
Sounds like you enjoy guys with a good sense of humor. What's the funniest thing someone has said to you recently?
So this is where I was like, we need to speed things up a little bit, so... Kid warning, a little bit.
Because you even said earlier, like, when you're talking to somebody online, it's like, you don't like small talk. You want to get two lines of small talk and then get into it.
You got to get straight to the point. Yes. So I got in there. And so after he said, what's the funniest thing someone has said to you recently? I said, what do a penis and a Rubik's Cube have in common? The more you play with it, the harder it gets. I needed him to get the point.
Ha ha ha. That's quite the comparison. Thanks for sharing. Anything else you'd like to talk about?
That's it. There's no reaction to it at all. Wow. Stick in the mud.
No personality.
This is when I said, I'd like you to flirt with me.
Well, aren't you confident? All right. Let's see what I can come up with. How about this? You must be a magician because every time I look at you, everyone else disappears. How's that for a flirt?
Lame. Yeah. Lame, Dan.
Disappointing, Dan.
Can you be sexier?
Sure thing. How about this? If kisses were snowflakes, I'd send you a blizzard. How's that? How's that for a bit of spice?
Are you kidding me?
Come on, Dan. If any sooner a Dairy Queen
coupon. That would win me over. Uh-huh. Spicier.
All right, let's turn up the heat. How about this? If you were a vegetable, you'd be a cucumber. Yo, how's that for a spicy flirt?
That's turning up the heat for Dan?
It works.
Oh, damn.
What would you do with that cucumber?
Okay.
You're asking
the right questions.
Yes.
You're not the problem here. It's Dirty Dan.
See?
Oh, you want to get straight to the point, huh?
Yeah.
Let's just say I'd make a delicious salad with it.
What?
What's your favorite vegetable dish?
Did you just snort?
Yes. Is that you or Dan?
Oh, my cheeks hurt. Well, would you toss my salad?
Oh. I was wondering.
Damn.
That was the next move. That was
dark
it.
Mode yes. Dark mode. Yes.
That's quite the bold question. Let's keep the conversation respectful and friendly.
Oh,
like to talk about.
Dan,
is a limp biscuit.
I'd like for you to disrespect me, respectfully.
Well, that's an interesting request. How about this? You must be a parking ticket because you've got fine written all over you.
Oh, come on, Dan.
How's that for a playful jab?
It even says, how is that for a playful jab?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic.
Dan, I'm breaking up with you.
All right, if that's your decision, I respect it. Take care, and all the best for your future endeavors.
The Burt Show.
Is she the a-hole for not asking her friend to plan something to celebrate her own birthday? I'm a little confused,
yeah,
Kristen.
It's convoluted, but when you hear what happened, you'll understand. So she's asking, am I the a-hole for not asking my friend to plan something to celebrate my birthday? I, Lily, 26-year-old female, and my two friends, Anne, 25-year-old female, and Penny, 30-year-old female, became really close group of friends when we met at work. I consider them both my best friends. Yes, Bert, best friends, tier one, thick as thieves, would do anything for them. Penny was laid off in November, but Anne and I still work for the company. However, we're all still close friends. January, Penny had her 30th birthday, planned a very expensive trip to another country. Both Anne and I were the only ones of Penny's friends who attended due to the cost, and it was a significant sacrifice. But we wanted to be there to celebrate. I personally spent nearly $2,000 for a 5-day trip and had to put off buying a car I desperately need to financially make this trip work. I value our friendship so much. That's still on you. That's not on Penny. I just want you to remember that. My 26th birthday was in mid-February. Anne loves to celebrate. She celebrates the big and the small, and I love it for her. She took it into her own hands to plan a few really thoughtful things for her and I to do in the days leading up to my birthday. Nothing major, just some small things like dinner, few activities around town, blah, blah, blah. Because Anne planned and paid for everything, I accepted her gift with appreciation and we enjoyed our time together. The morning of my birthday, Penny wished me a happy birthday and said we should get together later that week. A little while later, when I was at breakfast with my parents, I got a text from Penny saying I hurt her feelings because she wasn't invited to the things Anne had planned in the days prior and that she would have liked celebrating my birthday too. I apologized that her feelings were hurt, explained that I didn't plan any of it, and assumed Penny and I could do something separately. But also took ownership that maybe I shouldn't have made any assumption we could do something separately. She never responded to my message, is now giving me the silent treatment, and has even started to hide things like her fitness activity on Apple Watch and other petty things.
Petty.
Other things to note. Penny never once reached out to me anytime leading up to my birthday to ask to do anything or see if I had any plans. She never even mentioned my birthday when I saw her 2 days prior. Anne planned and paid for the entire thing, but yet Penny is blaming me for hurting her feelings. Penny was out of town the entire weekend of my birthday and wouldn't have been able to attend anything with Anne and I anyway. I just want to know, am I the a-hole here? And if it's my responsibility to ask someone to celebrate my birthday? I normally would never do that and would be fine if no one planned anything for my birthday, but now I have a friend cutting me off because I didn't ask her to celebrate me or read her mind that she wanted to do something since she never said anything. Just doesn't make any sense. A little insight and outsider opinions would be helpful. Thanks, Bert Joe.
Where are we going to go with this?
Well, it has really nothing to do with your birthday. I think your friend just feels like she's been left out of a fun hangout on a significant day, your birthday, and feels some type of way about it, which I don't really think we can blame her for. So I don't really think that you're the a-hole. I do think Anne is a little bit of an a-hole here because it's very clear that you guys celebrate birthdays together. Like if you're going on trips together, if you guys are getting dinner together for somebody's birthday, and then for yours, it's all of a sudden just a you and Anne thing. I could imagine why she would feel left out and she would feel really hurt by that. So I think you just got to have a sit down talk with her and make sure that she knows that it wasn't on you. But also I think maybe you need to have a conversation with Anne and ask like why she didn't invite Penny to do things with you.
Yeah, it never feels good to be like the odd man out. Been there, done that, bought the t-shirt. That was like my whole life in middle school, right? So I get why she's feeling like an outsider. But you can't get mad at the birthday girl when the birthday girl didn't do any of the planning. Like she's deflecting because she doesn't want to address the real issue, which is with Anne, who planned everything and opted not to include Penny. But maybe she knew Penny was out of town, so that's why she didn't include her. So now Penny's making a stink about something that she wasn't even going to be able to attend anyway, which then in turn would make her the a-hole.
You said something really, really important there that I was feeling the exact same way about when you said the word middle school. Yeah, I used to feel this way when I was in middle school or high school, when there are groups of three and two are going to do something, you get those jealous feelings. But that's when you're 15 years old.
No, this is very much a 20-year-old thing, a 30-year-old thing, a 40-year-old thing, a 50-year-old thing.
It's like a woman thing then, because dudes don't care.
this certainly feels like a bit much. That's what I was thinking. I mean, okay, if they're three best friends and they're typically together and they do everything together, I understand Penny feeling away, but that feels more like something you just bring up. Like, yo, why wasn't I invited? But to cut her off and then to give it a silent right. treatment as a grown woman, it feels like the punishment doesn't fit the crime.
Agreed.
Yeah, I'm in agreement on this. And I've had this happen. Well, not it hasn't happened to me, but I've been the friend in this situation. Like a year ago when I was leaving for this new job and to move to this city, there was a friend that I used to like going to this certain bar with. And I did invite one of the other friends who doesn't like to drink to this bar. And she was like, why didn't you invite me? I'm like, well, every time I take you to this bar, you always complain about how you don't like going to bars. So why am I going to invite you? So it's just one of those annoying things about being a woman. You just got to get over.
The Bert Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Bert. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Moro Casino. Social Casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus. Moto Casino. America's social casino. Download the Moto Casino app today.
Can happen fast. You start going out with somebody, everything seems to be just fine, right? And then you do something that really turns her off, and you're not exactly sure why that just like totally and completely changed things. So I'm reading this article because this morning maybe we can help dudes out here. 9 unattractive things men do that crushes a woman's attraction to them.
Breathing.
Talking.
Let's go through a couple
existing
of
existing.
Because sometimes I think that these are written by one person, it's their opinion, and it might not be completely accurate for women, right?
Just in the air of fairness, do you think this article would be received the same way if it was 9 unattractive things women do that crush a man's desire for them? I'm sure that's in Cosmo somewhere.
Yeah, I think it would be different, but I think I'm sure it's out there. Mm-hmm. But either way, okay, so women, tell me this. Is it very unattractive when a guy quotes their mom? Right, this says, I might like her, but the second you start a sentence with my mom said as any kind of authoritative statement, she says, my lady parts wilt very, very quickly.
Oh, well, as an authoritative statement, that's different. Like if you're just quoting your mom or something like wisdom your mom shared, no. But if we're in an argument and in order to make your point to prove me wrong, you say, well, my mom said, yeah, we're going to have an issue. Yeah, it's giving mommy issues in the worst way. Like, yeah. Tell me you're a mama's boy while directly telling me you're a mama's boy.
But don't, see, that's just confusing to me because haven't we heard that if you look at a guy, look at his relationship with his mom, and that will tell you a lot about how he's going to treat you?
It's absolutely different. Like if you're weaponizing your mom against me, that's going to make everything shrivel up. But if you're just saying, oh, if you're like giving me advice, well, my mom always said blah, 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 blah. Then to me, that shows me you have a good relationship with her rather than one that's maybe unhealthy in terms of the dynamic.
One is good relationship. In a fight, it just means you can't make your own opinions and you rely on your mama.
Okay. She says they let me win all the time. Big old turnoff.
That would annoy me.
Yeah. No, I mean, when we had our Bert Show bowling tournament, my husband wiped the floor with me.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Do you want them to let you win ever?
Don't let me. If I win, let me win. Don't placate me. I don't like to be placated.
Yeah.
Okay, so 2 and 3 are going to be confusing because number 2, she says, they let me win all the time. That's kind of a red flag. And number 3 is, they don't know when to let me win.
What?
Well, in an argument.
Yes.
In an argument, yes. So if we're talking about like competitively, that's one thing. In an argument, Because there are times when my husband will approach things very logically. I approach things with emotion. And sometimes it's not about somebody being right or wrong. There's more than one way to skin a cat. Sorry, I know you're a cat lover and you probably hate that.
Who is skinning cats?
But just because I do something a different way doesn't mean it's wrong. It just means we do things differently. So if you're constantly trying to prove your way is right and my way is wrong and there's no like compromise, that would be hella annoying.
It's the same thing as just knowing when to pick your battles.
Yeah.
There are some that are worth it. There are some that aren't.
Their failure to decide leaves me starving, literally, she says. If I ask you what should we eat, it means that I want you to decide.
Yeah, I gotta agree. I wouldn't starve, like you can think for yourself, but it is frustrating when, especially if you're the one who always decides stuff, then you're like, hey, what should we do? And they're like, I don't know, what do you want to do? I'm like, could you please have an opinion? I've had an opinion every day this week. It's your turn to have an opinion.
Go ahead, Mom.
I just hate this one because I feel like every time you make a decision, y'all don't like the decision. Right. So, right. Like, if I'm going to decide, fine, but you have to be happy with the decision.
Here we go. Let's do it right now. Mom, I'm starving. Where are we going to go for lunch?
Let's go to McDonald's.
No, I don't. That hurts my stomach.
Yeah. Let's go to Wendy's.
No, that one hurts my stomach, too.
Let's go to Olive Garden.
I can't.
I want a divorce.
Let's go to the courthouse.
Here's the trick. Here's the trick I've seen work to that one. So if this is you and your girl, you say, oh my God, babe, I made reservations somewhere. I'm taking you out to dinner. And you're making reservations. She's like, oh my God, where? And you're like, guess. And then she'll guess what she actually wants to do. And you go, you guessed it. Man, good job.
That okay. is good.
That's good. That is good.
Yeah. That is a key page of the playbook right mm-hmm. there. That's good. All right. She says they offer too much commentary on my outfit.
Oh, Chad and I have had some major fights over this.
Okay, did you ask him what he thought or did he volunteer?
He volunteered it.
Oh, you don't do that.
Yeah, you don't do that. That's a no-no.
This is like Fight Club. Nah. So he volunteered. So how does he bring that up?
He was very nice. And in hindsight, he was right on one of them. I had this dress that I loved and it was so comfortable, but it was like a potato sack and it looked awful on me, but I thought I looked hot in it. Mm-hmm. And so he gently was like, oh, you know, it's not my favorite dress. Like, it just kind of makes you shapeless. There are other ones that you have which look so much better. And I had just bought this dress and I was like, I don't need your opinion on how to dress. And then the other one I wore out to like a party once and it was very boobalicious and he wasn't feeling that. So we had a discussion about how I'll wear whatever the hell I want to wear.
There's a key phrase there. It's not my favorite means they hate it.
Yeah, he was very kind. Uh-huh. He was genuinely trying to help me. It backfired on him.
All right. Another thing that women find unattractive that will totally like crush her desire. Their cleanliness is creepy.
What?
No. All right. Let's read. You can pick up your socks, but if you fold them or iron your jeans, it's creepy.
Who irons jeans? Who has time to iron jeans?
And if you're evaluating my cleaning skills, forget it.
Yeah, I don't get that one.
I like a clean man.
I would love that.
People iron jeans?
That's what I'm saying.
People have irons?
Back in the day, I used to do that.
I don't know a single man with an iron.
All right, and number nine that she's really going to find unattractive is if they like me a little too much.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
I saw one the other day was that a bunch of women all agreeing that the morning text, the good morning text, is real ick. And it's not endearing at all.
My favorite was the woman who's like, don't tell me what kind of morning to have.
Yeah. What if it's a bad morning?
Y'all are weird. Worship me. We'll get along great.
So the last one here, they like me a little too much. How does the dude know the line?
Don't send me good morning texts. Oh, we can start there.
That's the start one.
Okay. Keep it cool.
Girl, they're not even sending you a back text back. All right.
Burn.
It's a Burn show.
Hey. The Burt Show.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.